Welcome back to Power Hour. Straight up top of the hour, we're going to continue this discussion today of the three documents that she is referring to at stopthecrime.net. Deborah Tavares is our guest, so I'm just going to let her run with this. Go ahead, please, Deborah.
Yes, Joyce, thank you. I'm still talking about the New World Order exposed document. They say that there will be an arrival of a totalitarian global system. And, of course, what that means is total oppression, taking over every aspect of our lives. And this is critical to understand. This is going to change everything. The New World Order, of course, we know is a system that recognizes absolutely no limits of its authority and its forced control over every aspect of public and private life without regard for ethics or morality or life itself. Understand, in the Silent Weapons document, it says you become eligible to implement this policy of enslavement and genocide by having no morality or concern towards the people. Of course, we also know that the New World Order controls the media, politics, economy, speech, and engages in widespread use of propaganda campaigns, total surveillance. The system stays in political power through mass terror, misinformation, and keeping us divided. We must unite. We must set aside all of the divisions, all of the false distractions that have been created to keep us divided. We don't have time to stay divided and argue over religion and politics and the weather. So I'm going to say this one more thing in this New World Order exposed document. They say that there will be no security, and what they talk about is prisoners will be released from the prisons. They will be out into the streets, and that will be how they will create control through the chaos and fear in our streets, because there will be less police presence. We're going to see an increase in this type of violence. We're already seeing that overseas in Greece. I have an article posted on stopthecrime.net about what is happening in Greece right now on the streets. You're going to see these documents and what they said they would do being implemented in other countries as well. So I'm going to tell you about this, and this is just, you know, one aspect. They say nothing will be permanent. Streets would be rerouted and renamed. Areas you had not seen in a while would become unfamiliar. Among other things, this would contribute to older people feeling that it was time to move on or to die. They would feel they couldn't keep up with the changes in the areas that were once familiar. Buildings would be allowed to stand empty and deteriorate, and streets would be allowed to deteriorate to certain localities. The purpose of this was to provide a jungle atmosphere, the depressed atmosphere for the unfit. And they talk, this is in this document. I can't continue with this because I've got to go on with this breaking information. But this gives you an idea. The other thing.
Oh my gosh, does it give us an idea? I mean, it's like everybody is beat down, I know, just from hearing this, because that's where we are today. This is not something that's going to happen to us. That's where we are today. And so that's why we need to talk in terms of solution. And also some other breaking news that you want to give. Go ahead, please.
Well, yes, I want to say one more thing that was discussed in this 1969 document, that buildings and bridges would collapse, and there was no known reason for it at the time, but we know that buildings and we know that bridges have been collapsing in the United States, and of course, many are engineers are saying because of the frequencies. Everything is frequencies, and the frequencies are pulsating through everything, and it is creating structural failure. So this is part of why there were no environmental impact studies done on the global deployment of the smart grid. Everything was waived. This is why the telecom industry has carte blanche by the international global elites and bankers to deploy throughout the globe. This is a silent weapon, and buildings and bridges will fail because that is the intention. So getting back into this break.
Okay, we got to go to the break. We'll be back after this three-minute break. They have just sentenced Bradley Manning to 90 years, ladies and gentlemen. So much for whistleblowing. 90 years in prison. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Deborah Tavares is our guest. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829, order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is the third hour of the Power Hour today, so glad to have you join us. We're dealing with issues that are very real. There is no doubt. And thank you for listening. Thank you for carrying this information. It's one thing for you to have an aha moment, but don't keep that aha moment for yourself. Share it with others. Send it on. You know, it's not our job to grab people by the jugular and get them to listen to this. It is our job just to share. We are not responsible for the outcome, but we are responsible for the next right and honorable thing. So share with this, like she says, with as many people as you know. And I thank Deborah Tavares for joining us today, bringing this to our attention as to the very late hour that we are in. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll take phone calls a little bit later.
Sharing is absolutely critical because of some things I'm going to now go over. And it's posted on stopthecrime.net so you can read the full article on breaking the new smart meter opt-out, only an appeasement plan. That is the title. Again, breaking the smart meter opt-out, only an appeasement plan. The goal, of course, was to halt the mounting opposition against the smart grid and to shut down natural gas use. Yes. Shut down natural gas. Now, I'm going to explain that. By executive order in every planning department, in every city across the United States, there is a climate action plan required to be approved and adopted. This plan is going to require targeted reductions of CO2 and greenhouse gas emissions, a false science. Now, here in Sonoma County and other cities that we've reviewed the climate action plans, this is what they're requiring here. They are back engineering what the use of greenhouse gas emissions were in 1990, back engineering. And they have come up with this target requirement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 25% below 1990 levels by the year 2015. So this will mean everybody will be required to replace all their inefficient appliances. All the appliances that do not have Energy Star rating efficiency must be replaced. Now, not to worry. They tell us they will have green mortgages available. They anticipate this will cost between $2,000 and $5,000 per household, and that they will implement this requirement also through the annual business licenses for businesses of property owners of multifamily construction. So I can only tell you, this is a hardcore reality. Right now, as I speak to you, there are many people throughout our country that have said no to the smart water meter or to the electric smart meters on, again, they're planning to put these on gas, water, and electricity, but they're eliminating gas. So they're sitting there in their homes without water or without electricity. This is a Department of Energy and a military deployment of these meters. This is for global energy dominance. And in the silent weapons document, it tells us that until such energy dominance is absolutely established, the consent of the people to labor and let others handle their affairs must be taken into consideration, since failure to do so could cause the people to interfere in the final transfer of energy sources to the control of the elite. And you will read in the silent weapons document that they recognize the control of energy as the key to absolute control globally of every aspect. Again, this is the silent weapons system. But in the climate action plans, it says that they are encouraging residents and businesses to switch natural gas-powered appliances and equipment to electric power. Now, to read this article in its entirety, again, please go to stopthecrime.net, and you'll read the headline, Breaking the Smart Meter Opt-Out Was Only an Appeasement Plan. But the goal is this, because when in speaking to some planners that are looking and working on implementing this in their cities, they say there is a second aspect to the climate action plan. They say that once every city meets its required targeted reduction requirements, that they must anticipate planning for the worst-case scenario, because they're going to look globally to see if we were if we've been able to reduce our greenhouse gas and CO2 targeted requirements. And if we have, then they're going to have to look again at this worst case scenario, which will look at local agricultural practices in our county and in our region, and how to adopt other methods to reduce greenhouse gas. They're going to be cutting our food supply. That is also part of this. Now, the Department of Energy says this: sustainability is not the same thing as zero energy. There is no such thing as zero energy. Energy does not exist in a vacuum. It always comes from somewhere and goes somewhere. Because there is always a cost to energy, trade-offs are inevitable in order to find a harmonious balance that offers the greatest efficiency and the least impact on the environment. This is the ultimate goal. To not use energy, period. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. This is a behavior modification, or learning to live in a new reality. Learning to live in a new reality. All right? They say also, as part of the Wildlands Project map, that all life, human and non-human, has equal value. They do not value humans. They've declared war upon us. They say that resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. The human population must be reduced. Western civilization must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. I want to say to you that you must go to stopthecrime.net and understand what I'm going to be telling you now. This is a 13-page document that our research team found on the whitehouse.gov website. It's entitled Realizing the Full Potential of Government-Held Spectrum to Spur Economic Growth, the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. And I want to tell you who is involved in this. The same players that are involved in the global grid. And those consist of not only Google, the World Bank, but also many colleges and institutions such as Stanford and Harvard. Harvard, again, was on the ground floor of the silent weapons declaration of war against us. Microsoft is involved in this document, UC Berkeley, the Telecom Association, the FCC, and NSA. Now, you will see when you go to stopthecrime.net at the very top of the home page, new government documents link. Mind control. Go to that portion of our website and you will see and read exactly what I'm telling you right now. This document shows a map on page 12 of frequencies around all of the coastal states around the perimeter of the United States, the Pacific Coast states, the Gulf Coast states, and the Eastern Seaboard states. They are stringing up an electronic fence around our country. This is a wireless dog fencing on top of the cell phone towers and all the antennas and all of the other frequencies that they're laying out upon us. This will control us. This is psychotronic weapons. This is targeting the United States by the military-industrial complex. This is a silent weapons deployment, and it is scheduled to be deployed by September of 2015. You're going to likely see many claims of increased illnesses and diseases. I saw an article yesterday. They said that Lyme disease has now been found to be 300,000 cases per year in the United States instead of just the 20,000 to 30,000. Why do I say this? Because Lyme disease has many of the characteristics that frequency illnesses have. So they're letting us know that we can expect increased Lyme diagnoses, which we know we can. This is all weaponization of insects that they tell us what they will be doing. They will be conscripting insects. You can read that in the NASA war document. You just heard a few weeks ago in Texas that bees attacked a woman on her property and killed her two little horses, and she was able to survive by jumping into her swimming pool. We have ants that are going inside the walls of our homes and eating our electrical wiring. So I can tell you they are conscripting insects and bugs. This is no mistake. This is part of the silent weapon system. But getting back to this particular document, this is a psychotronic weapon that's going to be unleashed, and it's involving mass mind control. They're using the quantum computers at NSA to do this, along with all of the frequencies, the cell towers and antennas, and all of our wireless, all of our cell phones. Put away your cell phones. Get rid of as much wireless as you can live without. Get corded phones. Don't use Wi-Fi. Get it out of your houses. You can't afford to bring in this additional frequency because you're going to be pummeled with it even if you try to avoid it. So I can tell you that it's about controlling our specific thoughts, emotions, directing our physical actions into unsuspecting human beings.
Okay, we've got a four-minute break. We'll be back after this four-minute break and continue with Deborah Tavares. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joy Smiley. Hi, this is Joy Smiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 24 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for joining us. What you're hearing today is probably startling to most of you who have never heard the kind of, well, agenda that appears to be behind nearly everything that's taking place in our world today. But we're not without our power. And we're not without our ability to stand up. So don't get frustrated or without hope thinking it's all over. It is not. But we do have responsibilities of things that we must do. And I don't know if we're going to have time to get into the solution into this now or if we should take calls. Where are you in this, in your research of what you would like to give to the listeners, Deborah?
Well, yes, I want to finish up with this document that I was just talking about before the break, because I think it's extremely important for everyone to understand what is happening with this document. Again, that is on stopthecrime.net at the very top of the homepage. Please click on it. Get to this information as soon as possible. I think we need to try to get this information to as many people in high places as possible, whether or not they can do anything. They must know. We must advance this information far and wide. We've had a number of experts and scientists weigh in on this. We just had some scientists out of the UK weigh in on this a few days ago, and this is what one of them had to say. And this is scientist Barry Trower. He's very well known for talking all over the world about the weaponization of cell phone towers. And you can look and listen to some of his YouTube videos on smartmetersmurder.com. But I'm going to tell you what he said about this document. And he said, regarding the title of it, which says, to spur the economic growth, he says the economic growth is relating to the bankers. And, of course, we know that. He says that also 1% out of 100 of the population in the country will become immensely rich from this new technological scheme. But most of the rest of the population, certainly half of the children exposed, will become quite sick, in fact, very sick. And some of them will die. And, of course, all of this requires medicine and time off work. And the rest of the population will become poor while they have just these very few people, these people in power, are becoming very, very wealthy. This is one of the comments that he made about this document. And so I urge all of you to take a look at this document, get this out far and wide, understand this is a plan that is going to be implemented in September. And this is going to create a fence and a frequency. Also, another scientist and doctor weighed in, part of this plan. Again, everything that is unfolding up on top of us has multiple layers, just as the global smart meter does. But this also is expected to strip the negative ions out of the oxygen molecules, just like Big Agra and pharma stripped the vital minerals out of our food supply. They're going to be stripping the vital minerals, the negative ions, out of our oxygen. So this is all part of a layered plan. This is horrific. By stripping out the negative ions, they'll create increased levels of depression, anxiety, increased suicides, and it'll be easier, far easier, for the absolute mind control that they intend to do. Now, keep in mind, we were told back in 1995 that there would be massive doses of electronic mind control programming and thought intrusion and brain biogenetic manipulations, and it would commence in large scale. And they told us that these projects are no longer experimental. They are fully operational, and field testing is over. In fact, Joyce, you might recall in Medford, Oregon in 1970, there were a couple dozen suicides there, and it was discovered that frequencies were beamed in on these houses through their wiring in their antenna. So I can only tell you the increased kind of weapons that have not been revealed to the public, which we have paid for by being told we have enemies and we've increased the war machine. Wars to the elite have been a necessary waste. That is what they tell you in these source documents. So what do? We create communities. We're doing banner hangs where we are along the most heavily traveled roads in our area, because we know that ignorance is going to allow create less danger on the streets as this continues to unfold. We know that, and we know that we have to live in right conduct. And we've got to decide who we are. We've got to get this information out. We've got to allow other people the opportunity to change what they're doing right now by understanding what is happening. Because we know knowledge protects and ignorance endangers. And that's what this information that I'm discussing today is all about, Joyce. So now I guess we should be going into calls.
Okay, we will be back after this 3-minute break. We will take your phone calls on point, ladies and gentlemen, on point. Because we don't have much time. We'll be back. 3 minutes with Deborah Tavares, 855-995-6923.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. 33 minutes after the hour. Please support the Power Mall. You know, a lot of you are saying that you want to have Deborah on every week. Well, just understand that part of the reason that we do product shows on this program is because of things that work, that I really believe in, that can change your life, but also to bring in revenue, because that is the only way that we generate revenue. I do not get the commercials that are on Genesis. It is all about purchasing from the Power Mall, like the Himalayan salt grinder, the ceramic salt grinder. And that's why we say, purchase from each other, buy from each other, buy from the good guys. And when you do that, then you are keeping us on the air. We don't ask for money bombs or, you know, whatever. We ask for you to please support the Power Mall by buying those items that work. And we've got so many things that work so well here at the Power Mall. I'm not going to go into them right now, but there are a lot of specials. Call Rosie. We're thinking about putting out, for those of you who are not online, and I know there are a lot of you asking about this, that are not online, we're going to put out the silent weapons for quiet wars, print it off. For the cost of printing, you can get it at the Power Mall, and we will start offering that. If there is an interest in that, call us at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Now, we don't like to get into printing of documents. It's a lot of work and a lot of effort, but there are those of you who don't have computers, and I understand that. So Again, if you want silent weapons for quiet wars, call Rosie or call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, or go to the Power Mall. Well, no, call the Power Hour. All right, let's start off with questions for Deborah Tavares today. Most thought-provoking. Let's go to Kenny in West Virginia. Please keep it short. A lot of people want to talk to her, and keep it focused. Kenny in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning, Joyce. God bless you, Mrs. Tavares. Are you aware you inspired me to contact my local planning board and try to convince them and give them these websites?
Yay!
Because they practice this Delphi technique. There's two commie pinkos apparently there that are trying to push this through. And I'm well aware of this Delphi technique because years ago on my job, Mrs. Tavares, are you aware they use this technique in the sensitivity training courses also?
It's in every single program globally on every single level. They have duped the climate action committees, and every single meeting is a Delphi-structured meeting set up by the RAND Institute. Yes, I'm aware of that.
And I was the only one who complained and said, I don't need this. I cry at sad movies just to try to make a point and fell on deaf ears. Mrs. Tavares, are you aware that William Cooper, in his book, Behold a Pale Horse, back in 1991, covers this?
Absolutely. In fact, I recommend everybody read that. I was going to make some book recommendations. Bill's book is extremely important. I have a really good friend, knew Bill while he was alive. And
yes,
I can say that everyone needs to read his book. It does have the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document in the beginning of Bill Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse. And we have information for that book on StopTheCrime.net under the source documents.
Okay, go ahead, Kenny, final comment.
Yes, it's chapter 1, pages 35 to 65. I researched this back then, Mrs. Tavares, and you're 100% correct. This is what's going on, and I plan on attending my planning commission meetings to try to put a stop to this. And I thank you for motivating me, and Mrs. Tavares. Keep up the good work. And
I
God
love
bless
it.
You.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. And keep in mind, when you go to these meetings, they're all Delphi. You're speaking to the public, so don't be frustrated if you've got your 3 minutes and you're not getting any reciprocal conversation. Get out there. Talk about this. Get this up on your local public access TV. Put bumper stickers, magnetic bumper stickers on your cars. Now, I'm going to give everybody a phone number right now where they can order the magnetic bumper stickers just at cost, and also Joyce, they can order all of the source documents also if they can't print them out as well. And that is area code 707-586-9558. Again, 707-586-9558. This is only for people that don't have computer access because we want to help get these documents out as well. So call the Power Hour, but then you can also call that phone number as well. I want to quickly recommend some movies that everybody needs to watch. Watch the movie Oranges and Sunshine. Again, Oranges and Sunshine. It is a documentary. It's exceedingly important for everyone to understand the black underbelly of this Illuminati international banking. It is all based on sex trafficking and prostitution, as well as satanic ritualistic killings of our children. And this movie is just unbelievable. It is a true documentary, Oranges and Sunshine. Also, I said earlier, everyone watch The Island of Dr. Moreau, the oldest film version of that. Understand you are seeing predictive programming in the making. The fusing of humans and animals. This is happening, and this is happening on a larger scale. It's called transhumanism. This is happening to all of us right now. Also, watch the movie Avatar and Eagle Eye. Eagle Eye is a very important movie by Spielberg to understand how the quantum computer is working at NSA. That will help that understanding of what the aspects of that is. Also, watch the movie Soylent Green. Watch Soylent Green after you watch the documentary, The Iron Mountain, because you will see that was released only a few years after Iron Mountain. You will see the congested cities. You will see the mass pollution. And pay close attention. They will say in that movie, well, let's get out of this. And they'll say, we can't. The elites have us corralled in this city. And the fact that they are eating Soylent Green biscuits made of humans is also a reality now in our food supply. It's called.
Yeah, and then if you can possibly stand up and have any, you know, motivation to keep going after that, I mean, you need to duct tape your head together with all this information, I got to say. I understand that, ladies and gentlemen. But this is crucial that we understand where we are so we can do something about it. Thank you very much for that. And, Kenny, kudos to you for going down to your local meeting. Thank you so much for that. Dave in New York, you're on the air with Deborah Tavares. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Superwoman.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Debbie, you were just sort of cut off. You said that Soylent Green, we're already getting that, and it's called. And
Yeah, it's called Sinomex, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. I have a flyer on our website. What it is PepsiCo is using aborted fetal tissue in our food supply already.
Okay, wait a second. Let me correct you because I don't want to get sued. They are not using aborted fetal tissue in the food. They are using it as a testing agent. And we've had several programs on Sinomex, which is a NASDAQ company. And I just want to make that distinction. They are using the fetal tissue as a testing agent. Don't ask me how they do that because that is really creepy in my mind. But they are not putting the fetal tissue into the sodas. I mean, they're one step away from it, but not yet. So I just want to keep that clear. So did you have anything else you wanted to ask, Dave?
Oh, yeah, because she just mentioned that, and I think this is where the confusion came in before. She mentioned the fence around the coast that would be in by 2015. But then she said that September they would start be using some other type of thing, I believe.
Okay, well, let me clarify that. The 2015 you heard, Dave, was about the Climate Action Plan target requirements here in Sonoma County in Northern California to meet the greenhouse gas reductions. They were implementing that and had to meet that targeted requirement by 2015. The fence around the United States is to be deployed by September of 2013,
next month.
So that's why it's critical for everybody to go to stopthecrime.net and go to that link and look at that 13-page a report off the whitehouse.gov website and then what the experts are saying about what this means.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, that was the missing link there because that's 2013, so it's September of this year.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much
phone
call, Dave. Let's go to David in Texas. David, you're on the air with Deborah Tavares. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Deborah. You're brilliant. I concerning the matter of replacing the gas appliances with electrical appliances, from a globalist point of view, I can certainly see their reason for that. You can't hook up a computer connection to a Dearborn gas stove, but you can for all the electrical appliances. But I see that really as a backdoor way of controlling the profits from natural gas, because presumably we use more electricity, but that has to be made from something. And natural gas is just being is an ideal candidate for that and is being used more and more as coal disappears. So I see this as a kind of a backdoor way for them to control the natural gas prices and reap even more profits from it. While controlling us, they could actually control how much of it. They could control the market.
Well, you're absolutely right. Again, everything that we're seeing has multiple layers. And I can only tell you what it says in these climate action plans, that we are to replace all electric appliances and equipment that are gas, replace them with electric. And so from that perspective, what we can only deduce is that by only allowing the use of electricity in our homes, they, as you were saying, they can increase the cost of that electricity and certainly limit our ability for natural resources, again, tightening the control for us. Again, remembering the goal is no electricity at all. This is, again, as I said on the Department of Energy website, it's not about cutting down on cutting down electricity or the lack of energy. It's about not using any energy at all, creating new behavioral modifications and the way we live in a new reality. That's what this is about.
How do the
all right,
global...
thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Well, how do the global energy companies feel about that? How does Exxon feel about losing the gas business, British Petroleum?
I can't address how they feel. I can only tell you what we're seeing in the climate action plans and on StopTheCrime.net. We have a link there with the president talking about the requirements that coal and gas providers would have to implement retrofits that would be extremely costly, and that, of course, would have to be passed on to all of the users. All I can tell you is look at your climate action plan in your town, and it is by executive order, and they're following a roadmap, and likely in your town it's going to say the same thing. So I can't address how the industries feel about this. I'm sure it's all part of a scheme and a plan, just as you had suggested originally.
I just wanted to add that I got a email from Michael who said that despite overwhelming opposition to the smart meters, the Memphis City Council just approved the smart meters for Memphis Light, Gas, and Water, and the meeting was Delphi all the way. So sounds like it's coming.
Yeah, the only thing we can do to that comment, Joyce, is we must absolutely refuse. We must not negotiate with harmful policies. We can't let utility companies commit a crime along with essential public service. And what we must do is educate these utility employees what is happening. Get them some information. Get them the Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars document. They're losing their jobs. They are losing their jobs. In fact, I just heard yesterday, I've got to get verification on this, but I believe it from a reliable source, that here in Northern California, PG&E is getting ready to shut down their meter reading department. And this came from a meter reader. So I can tell you that the intention of this global grid is for a central operating structure. There, many nationwide of the existing utility company employees will lose their job. The intention and the main operation ultimately will be all run by machines. That is the intention. Because, number one, the grid is only intended to last until the year 2030. All the source documents tell us that. The cost to implement this grid is absolutely unbelievably beyond what anybody ever considered. The IEEE documents and the engineers within IEEE have said, why aren't the legislators in the United States talking about the cost of this grid to the people? And they're Delphi, too, because they scratch their heads and they say, well, you know, we're not even convinced why they're telling us it's all based on the need to reduce global warming. But they say, I guess since people want green, there's no free lunch and they'll pay for it.
All right. Thank you very much, David, for the phone call. Let's go to Maureen in Virginia. Maureen, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Deborah Tavares.
Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you so much. One thing I'd like to suggest people may want to go to, citiesforrefuge.info. There's some information on there that will probably encourage them. I am 100% sure God is setting up cities for refuge all over this country where people will be able to go and be safe.
All right.
And also, everything that she's talking about, we were fighting this, God, about 20 years ago with what they were doing with the children in school. And so many people were just so clueless and didn't want to hear anything. It's time to quit being clueless people. And remember, praise silences the avenger. Start praising. Do not fear. Fear is the enemy's weapon. We use faith and we use praise because we don't want him to be able to win. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
very
much.
She's exactly right, Joyce. Fear is their weapon. We've discussed that through this period of time that we've been talking. We must educate ourselves. Again, with knowledge, we won't be as easily deceived. And this is to get out of the fear. This information that you're hearing is reality, but you've got to get into our current reality, get out of the fear. Don't let them win. They win from our fear because they get us to beg for the remedy that they will give us. And the remedy is to eliminate everything we have ever known as a society. And this is global. This is not just in the United States. And again, I want to make a few other quick recommendations on movies. I recommend everybody watch Cabin in the Woods. Also, Paintball. Now, I'm going to tell you they're violent, but what you will see is the control of the powers that be with the computers and how they orchestrate the lives of people with computers. This is the plan. This is predictive programming. That's Cabin in the Woods and Paintball. Also, again, Time Machine, the original one, is very important to read. You'll see how everybody is in a trance under mind control. Again, predictive programming. Avatar. And, again, some books. There's another book called Dope, Inc., D-O-P-E, Inc. Get that information from that book on StopTheCrime.net under our source documents. Very important to understand. Again, we were talking about the underbelly of this evil, and it is all based on drugs and human trafficking and ritualistic satanic killings of our children. They are harvesting us. So,
all right.
There you go.
Okay. Well, next caller is Renee in North Carolina. We don't have much time, but I'll hold you over. Go ahead, please. Oh, well, never mind. Just wait there, Renee. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break, final segment coming up. Please get this out to people, ladies and gentlemen. Please get this CD of today's program. Give that to your elected officials. That might be one way to say, we've had it. We're not going to participate in this any longer. It's all about resistance now. Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Thank you.
Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us today. It's been an education, whether you want it or not. It will put the pieces of the puzzle together and probably enable you to say, I believe in what I'm doing. I'm passionate about what I'm doing because I know that it is right. Renee in North Carolina, we only have a few minutes left. Go ahead, please, with our guest today, Deborah Tavares.
Yes. She's an excellent speaker, great, knowledgeable information. I have one little tip, though. You know, when we talk about the enemy being the international bankers or the Illuminati, these are nameless, faceless people that we have no access to getting to. To me, the people that are more dangerous or in this country, you know, the enemy can't get into the castle unless somebody from the inside lowers the drawbridge. It is the people within our own country, that our own government workers, from the cop on the beat to the people at the Pentagon and the White House, who have allowed this to happen despite the fact they present themselves as sheepdogs, but they are the wolves and in cahoots with the wolves. And like I say, they are more accessible because they're here, and I think it will empower people more, like I say, to realize it's depressing. See, because seeing the enemy is different. People have a natural bias to want to believe that the enemy doesn't look like them, belongs in another country, whatever. We don't want to admit they look like us, talk like us, and they live amongst us. That's too frightening. So I would just be a little careful about naming the enemy way outside without also stressing the fact that our own within this country have allowed this to happen despite us paying them.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. You're right. Lowering the drawbridge, that's how they get in the castle. Excellent point. Let me go to Carmen in Minnesota. Carmen, you're probably our final caller on the Power Hour to Deborah Tavares. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Deborah, can you elaborate? You mentioned something about Vatican involvement at the beginning of the show when you came on. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, what I would recommend that you do, because I know that there is not enough time, go to stopthecrime.net on the homepage, go down to that flag, and click on the document that I was referring to when I said that, which is The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. Also, I would recommend that you read Bill Cooper's book. Henry Macau also wrote a fabulous book called Illuminati. It's very important to understand who the shadow government is. And so I would recommend that you read that to understand the connections of the Vatican and the Queen of England and the Queen in Holland, etc. They are, we call them princes in tiaras, and they are part of this underbelly dark government. But the prior caller was correct. We have people that have taken bribes and stakeholders that are making money and have been bribed through going to meetings here in Northern California at the Bohemian Grove, and people are being blackmailed, and that is exactly right. This is happening also because, sadly, so many people are already under mind control. And that is a reality. People need to go to our site and go to the link, the mind control link, and understand the persuasion and what can occur with massive mind control. And many, many people are being controlled by the manipulation of the frequencies.
All right. Thank you very, very much. All the callers we couldn't get to, I do apologize for that. I want to thank Deborah Tavares for the incredible research that she is doing and bringing to all of you. You know, the really honest people are doing this because their passion, their heart is in the right place. And I would appreciate your supporting her in any way that you can, whether it's by prayer or whether it's financially. These people need to be supported. We want them doing what they're doing. It's all about the truth. Thank you, Deborah Tavares. We look forward to having you on real soon.
Thank you so much, Joy.
You bet. Amazing. Just amazing. I've got goosebumps. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you who the guest is going to be, but I will tell you, you will not be disappointed. It's a very visible person, and that's why I'm not putting it on the website. So tune in tomorrow. We're not going to be talking about it right now. We may put it on the website later, but not talking about it now. Tune in tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
There are those curious about Bitcoin.